Earnings cap for district and BOCES work suspended through June 30, 2023. Newly enacted legislation extends the suspension of the $35,000 cap on earnings in retirement through June 30, 2023. The new law only applies to retirees who return to work at a public school district or BOCES. The suspension is intended to ease labor shortages in public schools by encouraging retired teachers and other school workers to rejoin the workforce. The cap on retirement earnings has been suspended several times by executive order since March 2020 to assist retired workers returning to work during the COVID-19 pandemic. The suspension for all public sector retirees in any form of state or local public employment was in effect through April 30th at the time the legislation was passed. The new law extending the suspension only applies to retired school workers who return to work at a public school district or BOCES. Employment at a charter school, community college, SUNY, or any other public sector job is not covered by this law and is still subject to the retirement earnings cap. Generally, most service retirees who return to New York State public employment before age 65 have a $35,000 earnings limit for each calendar year. However, a state executive order suspended the cap starting on March 27, 2020. The order was rescinded as of June 25, 2021, but then reinstated as of September 27, 2021. System retirees younger than 65 are still required to report to NYSTERS all earnings received from a New York State or local public employer. For details on the rules, restrictions, and reporting requirements for earnings after retirement, see our brochure, Working in Retirement, found at NYSTERS.org. Note that different, more restrictive rules apply to disability retirees. For the latest information, all COVID-related news, please see the COVID-19 update and FAQs at NYSTERS.org.